The Devil's Advocates radio show is broadcast under a time brokerage agreement between Devil Radio and Civic Media, Inc. Some portions of this program may be pre-recorded. Warning! You're about to listen to the greatest radio show ever, and due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Civic Media Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning, welcome to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
And now, here's your hosts, Dom and Kroot.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates radio show, a hump day edition. President Biden in Wisconsin, a state that got Foxconned and is now looking back with 2020 hindsight and casting blame indiscriminately in some people's cases.
Observing, reflecting, lamenting.
Now,
that's what we do here.
Dom, we will cover some of the big stories of the day. The motion to vacate Marjorie Taylor Greene's effort. Someone from the audience said, hey, Marjorie Taylor Greene made a motion to vacate. The clock's ticking. And we said, we'll talk about it in the next hour. They've already had the vote. And MAGA Mike Johnson has been preserved as the Speaker of the House. Basically, whatever her motion was, they took up a motion to table her motion, and that was successful. So a procedural vote parked her motion to vacate, and she's going to be grumpy tonight.
Well, she knew, I have to assume, she had the head count. She knew she wasn't going to get this. But her position, if I recall, was that she wanted to, what's the term they're using now? If you're not mega enough and you do some bipartisan governance, well, you're part of the uniparty. It's a uniparty, man. And she's all about the uniparty. That's what you hear folks like her and her allies in Congress. If there's any, it's the uniparty. It used to
Rhino
be
that they were squish.
Yes, but now it's the uniparty.
Now, Rich tells us he's got some sound. Marjorie Taylor Greene just came down.
Right, well, hot, baby.
Give him a minute. Don't tell me if you don't want me to call for it, man. I'm a now kind of guy. You know that about me, Rich.
Don't tease us, Rich.
So here's, I'll clean up one other mess from the prior hour. I made the assertion that the Pfizer Forum was not a moneymaker for the state tax dollars. You sent me a PolitiFact Wisconsin. Scott Neitzel made a statement. He was a Democrat that worked in the Walker administration. He made the claim that over the life of the lease on the Pfizer Forum, the state tax dollars would be multiplied many times over. They rated it mostly true. I believe the figure he used of the $80 million investment, the state would return about $600 million was a 30-year life of
the course of 30 years, lease. Yeah.
So I stand corrected.
It's not Foxconn. Well, I still have an issue with the whole tax dollars for stadium thing, but, we'll leave it there.
I think the owners of the Bucks have already made far more than $600 million on their investment.
The nice stadium helps, and that certainly attracts talent, but you still got to coach it up. Still got to win a national championship.
They're their third coach this year, man. Don't tell me ownership group's doing that right.
But it helps when you win a national championship. You got someone like Giannis on the team, and you go out and you win one, that kind of helps the value of the team.
Well, when they get beyond the first round again, maybe I'll come to see things your way.
God, come on, man. Everybody was injured. It's so tough. Terrible, terrible.
Thank God the Brewers are in first place.
Yeah. They had a hell of a game yesterday, man. I was able, I'm not watching the Bucks anymore because, the Bucks lost. So I was able to catch a little bit of that Brewers game last night, man. I was like, oh, I should have turned it on. They're losing. Oh, I'm glad I turned it on. They're winning. Oh, they're losing it. And then boom.
Adamus.
Home run, three-run hit.
Titter.
Yeah.
It was
fun.
Yeah, it was a great game. Always great when the Brewers win. 844-967-2789. Dom, do we turn our attention to Marjorie Taylor Greene? Give her.
I think so. I know we got some sound a little bit from the Washington Post on the breaking news. The House overwhelmingly voted to kill a move by Republican hardliners aimed at ousting Mike Johnson, saving an unlikely speaker of an unruly House 6 months after GOP lawmakers moved to oust his predecessor. I mean, who wants that crappy job second in line to the presidency? Only 11 Republicans supported the move to table a measure by Rep. Marjorie Taylor Greene, while 196 Republicans embraced keeping Johnson in the speaker's job. Democrats also overwhelmingly voted to save the GOP speaker, 163 in support of keeping him and 32 against doing so. The overall vote, 359 to 43, with 7 Democratic lawmakers voting present.
Now, I thought they had 48 hours to move legislatively, and I thought that was going to work out marvelously because I booked Mark Pocan for Friday at 3 o'clock during the 3 o'clock hour. My congressman, I thought we'd be talking about the motion to vacate and why the Democrats had thrown MAGA Mike overboard, but more disappointment for yours truly, Dom.
It's one of those days, Mike. Rich, are we ready for some MTG? All right, folks, here is your broccoli for the happy hour. Wash it down with a cold one. Play for the people, if you would, please.
Declaring the office of Speaker of the House of Representatives to be vacant.
Boo! Yay! Apparently she's not a popular sort. That must have been her on the floor of the House making the motion to vacate and getting booed.
In response to the boos, the Washington Post reports, this is the uniparty for the American people watching. This is the uniparty for the American people watching.
The American people were not watching your performative theater, Marjorie Taylor Greene. We've told them you failed. You're a loser. How many times are you going to, threaten to be a terrorist to the Speaker of the House?
All the time. Every time. I mean, that's what she does. Why do birds fly? What, you know what I'm saying? Why do fish swim? This is what Marjorie Taylor does. And she'll continue to do it until the people of her district realize that she's not a great representative and, you know, move along to some other less, I don't know, chaos-loving Republican.
She's from Georgia, man. They love this sort of chaos in Georgia. She is a reflection of her constituency, I would say. 844-967-2789.
Why are we here today, though, right? I thought, and I was kind of surprised this came down today from Marjorie Taylor Greene. I thought she was kind of, you know, laying back. She has some conversations with the speaker. According to the Washington Post, Greene's motion comes days after she and Rep. Tom Massey met repeatedly with Johnson to outline demands for him to accept or face the vote against his speakership. Greene and Massey sat together in the chamber along with Rep. Paul Gosar, Republican from Arizona, are the only publicly declared lawmakers who want to eject Johnson. The pair of hardliners demanded, Kruti Johnson no longer send aid to Ukraine this year, only put bills on the floor that a majority of the Republicans agree with, you know, the Hastert rule, move to defund any Justice Department investigation into Trump. Well, I think actually Speaker Johnson came out yesterday and said he's down for that part. And also the other demand, pass a dozen individual spending bills or institute a 1% cut across government agencies. Johnson denied negotiating with the pair after House Republicans balked that he would be cutting deals in a similar manner that eventually led to Kevin McCarthy's ouster. In October, Massey and Greene met with Johnson again Tuesday, where they had hoped the speaker would give them an answer. Johnson's response never came. Sources familiar with the speaker's thinking said that Johnson was not going to publicly announce his position under the circumstances. His lack of response sparked Greene's decision to introduce her motion under special rules Wednesday afternoon, where she was immediately greeted with boos that you heard from her fellow Republicans. Colleagues, Kruti, the Republican Party's in disarray.
Boo this woman.
Boo! Boo!
Dom, more booing perhaps in order. A couple of quick legal updates. We talked yesterday. Eileen Cannon, the Trump appointee, she has indefinitely delayed the classified documents trial. And the Fannie Willis, the question of whether or not she's conflicted, has been appealed and accepted. So that trial is inevitably
also delayed,
yeah, beyond probably what is the election. But here's the only kicker. And I'm looking for a silver lining at this point in this otherwise crappy day. Although Joe Biden gave a hell of a sidewinder of a speech, kept it very efficient. I beat the motorcade out of Studevant, so I made it back for the big show with you, Dom. She has Eileen Cannon cleared up the judicial schedule and perhaps left a slot on the calendar for Chutkin to advance the January 6th trial, which is the only one Crudy ever cared about in the first place. Ooh. I'm very excited about this. Quickly, Judge Cannon's delay just made it more possible Trump faces a D.C. trial before the election, because she had a blockout on the calendar, right? Judge Eileen Cannon's decision to indefinitely delay former President Donald Trump's criminal classified documents trial might come with a silver lining for special counsel Jack Smith. Jack Smith, according to legal experts, former acting U.S. Solicitor General Neil Cattell believes Cannon's postponement will allow Smith's team to put their entire focus on Trump's federal election immunity case. He said in a recent interview, Judge Cannon's decision today has now cleared the docket for Trump. When host Alex Wagner, he was appearing on MSNBC, asked if Cattell thought it was possible Smith's election interference case will head to court before the election day, he said yes.
Ooh.
Oh, please let it be true. I still think it's possible, Cattell said, and Judge Cannon's decision today made it more possible. Trump's federal election interference case has been stymied for months as the Supreme Court first bunted his presidential immunity claim to a lower court, which rejected it in a unanimous ruling. And then they scheduled arguments for Trump's appeal on the last possible day. They heard oral arguments. And many, the conservatives, seem willing to carve out a little immunity for the man. If nothing else, they can send it back to a lower court and try to jam up Jack Smith further. But that hasn't happened yet. I hate to speculate or give him nefarious thoughts, Dom.
What? End of June? I think the expectation is that the Supreme Court will
they
come
could
out with
drop it sooner. There's nothing that
That'd
says they have to drag their feet.
That'd be great.
Unless that's the point, of course, to give Trump as much cover as possible. No stormy trial today, but we do have a few legal updates, and we're taking your phone calls. A hump day edition. Wisconsin's got Foxconn. We've been talking about that. I think we've covered that ground. It was fertile. 844-967-2789.
You're listening to the radio show your mother warned you about, The Devil's Advocates. All around me are familiar.
For listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Love it when you join the political party. Talk or text. Pretty reads the text. I don't read them. 844-967-2789.
Do I have to send you a transcript of the evening's text? I only read a sampling thereof, the shorter ones generally. There's lots of them, Dom.
Oh, man.
People are very engaged on the text line. Same as the phone line. 844-967-2789. I promised you a legal update. Trump has knocked his gag order, saying sleazeballs, lowlifes, and grifters can speak out. Well, you are all of those things. You should be treated similarly. Brett Samuels at TheHill.com reporting. Former President Trump complained today about the gag order. Isn't that an everyday headline?
Pretty much, right.
Limiting him from attacking witnesses, jurors, and court staff in his New York hush money case, calling it unfair that others could speak out while he could not. I kind of feel for the guy, don't you, Dom?
No, not one little bit.
Well, I thought you could discern the sarcasm, but I'll be sure to flag next time.
Thank you.
It is a really bad feeling to have your constitutional right to free speech, such a big part of our life in our country, so unfairly taken away from you, especially when all the sleazebags, lowlifes, grifters, and Dominic, and those that oppose you are allowed to say absolutely anything that they want. Trump posted on the Truthy Social. No all caps yet, but wait for it. A little bit more from the Truthy Social postings. The all caps, it's coming. It is hard to sit back and listen to lies and false statements being made against you, knowing that if you respond, even in the most modest fashion. Now, Trump was accused of swearing aloud in court while Stormy Daniels was giving testimony. The Judge Mershon was a little offended that he would audibly swear during testimony. But anyways, apparently the Trump legal team directed to control their witness, their defendant. But I continue reading from the Truthy Social. Dom, you are told by a corrupt and highly conflicted judge that you will be, and here's the all caps, Dom, put in prison, maybe for a long period of time. He added, claiming the gag order was part of a sophisticated hit job coming out of the White House. As the Hill feels it's necessary to report, Dom, there is no evidence the Biden White House has had any involvement in Trump's legal cases, especially not the state trial one in New York. But I know there's some guy that used to work in the Biden DOJ that now works in Alvin Bragg's office. And I'm thinking that probably makes him highly qualified. I say that makes him a
state employee. I mean, what are you saying, man?
A little bit more. Here's the rest. No, I guess we've included that for the record.
The sidebar between Judge Mershon and Blanche, the attorney for Todd Blanche, the attorney for Trump, according to NBC, went something like this. The judge told Blanche, I understand that your client is upset at this point, but he is cursing audibly and he is shaking his head visually. And that's contemptuous, according to the transcript. It has the potential to intimidate the witness, and the jury can see that, he said. Blanche responded that he would talk to Trump, the transcript showed. Mershon, referring to their discussion, which was out of earshot from the rest of the courtroom, also told Blanche, I'm speaking to you here at the bench because I don't want to embarrass him. Mershon continued, you need to speak to him. I won't tolerate that. Blanche again told Mershon that he would talk to Trump before Mershon provided more examples of Trump's actions in the courtroom. One time I noticed when Ms. Daniels was testifying about rolling up the magazine and presumably smacking your client, and after that point, he shook his head and looked down. And later, I think he was looking at you, Mr. Blanche, later, when we're talking about The Apprentice, at that point, he again uttered a vulgarity and looked at you this time. Please talk to him at the break, Mr. Blanche. Yes, I will, Blanche responded. Yeah, we didn't even get, yes, yeah, a confirmation. You know, you got spanked with a magazine by the porn star. That's a great visual. Can't wait for SNL this weekend.
Dominic, I got to say, I would have a hard time with my poker face if I was being accused of having a raw dog tryst with a porn star.
Yeah, but what if you actually did it? I mean.
Well, that wouldn't make it any easier to hear in a court of law. Probably harder. You know what I mean? But
come
anyways.
On, when you talk, come. It's sex, people. It's not the point. It doesn't matter. It's not the sex itself. It's the campaign. It's the fraud and the business books. It's that. It's just sex, man. So what? Yeah. I like it spanked with a magazine. Yeah, I showed up in my silk, man. I got a porn star coming to the room. Thought I'd, you know, wind one up. I did see on the Raw story today as well. I don't have it in front of me. Apparently, some of the conversations that Stormy Daniels had with her friend, another porn star, she was interviewed and was confirmed. Yep, that was me. And my understanding is at one point, Trump was like on the phone with Stormy and they like invited her over. Like, why don't you come and join us? And I'm wondering myself, well, that is that an invitation to the threesome? Just curious to know what, you know, Republicans and, you know, the right-wing Christian nationalists think about, you know, inviting a second porn star in for a threesome. If that was the case, it was just perhaps it could have been just, you know, lunch or dinner.
Well, I heard it was more than that when he was at the Four Seasons in Moscow, Dom.
Yeah, a tad more.
844-967-2789. Our friend Dana in La Crosse up in God's country. Listen, appreciate it. Dana, what do you got?
Hey, Dana.
Hey, good afternoon, Devils. How you doing?
Pretty good, man. Shorten you on time, though. Good, you better get to it.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll hit my other point then. you know, it's really funny that Trump thinks that his fans like CJ and the cucumbers that call the Bigotry Breakfast show here in La Crosse every morning, that they're stupid enough to not know that, yeah, you can respond to the people when you hit the stand. That's how you respond in court.
Yeah.
You do have the right to face your accusers, and you have the right to testify in your own defense. Dana, probably not, probably not advisable for the former president, though. He's not going to help his case.
Well, I would agree, but I'm really hoping for it, though.
Me too.
Me too, man.
From your lips to God's ears.
And again, Mershon had to correct the record because Trump got out there, I believe, on what, Monday or Tuesday, and said, I can't even testify. I am under this gag order. And the judge the next day, sir, your gag order is only for extrajudicial issues and very limited. You have every right to get up on that stand, take the oath, and defend yourself. I'd love to see him do it.
I'm betting against.
Yeah, I'm not taking that action.
844-967-2789. More Devils.
The Devil's Advocates. Sausage making never looked so good.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Wednesday happier happy hour. We're rolling through it down with a little Cypress Hill. Insane in the membrane.
Insane in the brain.
I have been checking the text line. I'll share a few in a moment. And we will get to the phone calls as well at 844-967-2789. But I caught this story, Dom, and it made me quizzical just for a minute of whether or not, like Christy Nome, whether or not I would confess to having a parasite in my brain if I were Robert Kennedy Jr. and running for the presidency.
It makes total sense now. I mean, now we know who's controlling his mouth.
The Hill reporting Robert Kennedy Jr. said doctors told him a parasite ate part of his brain after he experienced memory loss and a brain fog in 2010. The New York Times reviewed a deposition of Kennedy from a 2012 that detailed his experience with his symptoms and the dead parasite. The Times reported that Kennedy started dealing with memory loss and mental fogginess in 2010. When did it start for you, Dom? We should get you checked out.
About 1990.
Prompting concerns from a friend that the now presidential candidate may have had a tumor. It wasn't a tumor, Dom. Kennedy gave the 2012 deposition during divorce proceedings from his second wife, Mary Richardson Kennedy. Well, he sort of chases Trump in that regard. Kennedy discussed his symptoms in the deposition because he argued his cognitive struggles in relation to the situation had diminished his earnings power. Yeah. Now, several doctors...
Can't pay you that alimony, honey. Sorry, lost some brain.
Makes a good excuse, better than some I've heard.
It is an excuse.
Several doctors who first concluded Kennedy had a tumor found a dark spot in his brain scans. However, just as he was packing up to have surgery and remove the tumor, he said in the deposition that another doctor called him and told him he believed Kennedy instead had a dead parasite in his brain. Is that better or worse? The doctor told him he believed the spot on the brain scan was caused by a worm that got into my brain and ate a portion of it and then died. What's worse, the fact you got a dead worm in your brain or the fact it died after eating part of your brain?
I think I'm dying after listening to the guy talk.
The Times also reported that around the same time as the parasite, this guy's gone through a lot, Kennedy suffered from mercury poisoning that likely came from eating too much fish. Was he eating the worms too? According to the deposition, mercury poisoning can lead to some neurological disturbances and issues with the memory, among other symptoms, according to the Centers for Disease Control. I have cognitive problems. Clearly, he said in the deposition, according to the Times.
Clearly.
I have short-term memory loss. I have longer-term memory loss that affects me. Dom, you have similar symptoms. We should get you checked out.
Yeah, I have a worm in my brain, Dave.
As you know, Dom, Kenny launched an independent bid for the White House last year after failing to gain momentum in the Democratic primary against Biden. Age and health concerns have been listed as some of the top worries for voters ahead of the election season, as Biden, 81, Trump, 77, remain the front runner. Runners, plural, I guess the two of them, co-front runners, Dom. And Kennedy, 70, has called on Biden to prove he has the mental acuity to handle the term in the White House. When reached for comment on the story, a spokesperson for Kennedy's campaign said the presidential candidate contracted a parasite while traveling. Mr. Kennedy traveled extensively in Africa, South America, and Asia in his work as an environmental advocate. In one of those locations, contracted a parasite. The issue was resolved more than 10 years ago, and he's in robust physical and mental health. I agree with the former statement. I'm a little skeptical about the latter statement. A little bit more here. Questioning Mr. Kennedy's health is a hilarious suggestion, given his competition. Now, why are the doctors acting like this is the doctor? Like, have you seen the paunch on that guy?
I mean, the doctor's got a point. I mean, Joe Biden, he's obviously what, 81? I mean, come on. And he's in decent shape. He can still ride the bike. He's thin, unlike Trump, who's not thin. But these are old cats. I mean, come on, guys. Kennedy himself, 70 years old.
He's muscular. Young. And yes, apparently missing part of his brain from parasite eating.
Apparently, Kennedy, according to the Washington Post on the same topic, Kennedy has previously disclosed other health issues. He said his strained, sometimes hoarse voice is caused by spasmodic dysphonia, a neurological disorder that causes involuntary spasms in the muscles of the voice box.
Are we sure he's not a dysphony, Dom?
He has also told others he has become infected with hepatitis C, which was treated from intravenous drug use in his youth.
What?
In 2000.
What?
You know,
he's got hep C from taking intravenous? You know, what was he, speedballing?
Come on, man. It was the 70s, man. A needle and a spoon. You know what I'm saying? In 2001, Kennedy was hospitalized for an irregular heartbeat caused by a common heart abnormality that can cause strokes, according to a new report at the time. Kennedy said in 2012 depositions he was hospitalized three other times for that heart abnormality, which he told the Times has not caused any other incidents in a decade. So, I mean, not
none that he can remember.
The worm ate the bad part of my brain.
844-967-2789. These disclosures, IV drug use on a presidential candidate level. I'm just saying, Dom, I've done some sinning. But when you start sticking needles in your arm, you probably lose credibility,
you know what?
To me as a candidate.
I disagree. I think that is a dedication to a buzz that goes beyond most people. I mean, until you start, you know, put the needle between your toes or in your eyeball, you know, that's hardcore. But
well,
yeah, a little hep C.
I've seen the man with his shoes off, Dom. I don't see any track marks between his toes. 844-967-2789. Gary from Sussex. Welcome back, Gary. How you doing, my little conservative love muffin?
Hey, Gary, happy days.
Hi. Hey, you know, I was watching, and just let me get my statements out, all right?
I was watching. No promises. Go ahead, Gary.
I know Dom. I just know Dom. Mike won't, but Dom does. Okay. But I was watching CNN last night, and, you know, I do watch a lot of CNN. And they're talking about the Stormy Daniels testimony, and the guy that was talking, I don't remember what his name was. He was saying that she really did not do good for herself. She was inconsistent. She was this, and talked too fast. She was whatever. It's just
she had been accused of talking too fast. The judge did ask her to slow down it, as did the court reporter. Apparently a sign of nervousness in the courtroom. Otherwise, laying some salacious details out that the defense should have objected to, I think she did just fine, Gary.
Okay, well, I'm just telling what the guy from CNN said.
Well, I'm telling you what the more important guy from the Devil's Advocates has to say.
What do you think, Gary?
I didn't hear the testimony. I work during the daytime, so I don't really know what's going on.
You could have listened, man. We did dramatic reading on so much of the testimony. Yes, where were you yesterday, Gary? Go ahead.
I had to cover my virgin ears because it was getting too erotic.
Too erotic?
That's your president, man.
Okay, so the point is, I believe that Donald Trump is lying through his floss teeth. I believe that he had sex with her. He claims he didn't. She wrote an affidavit stating that she never did.
After a payoff.
I understand that. I understand that. But it's going to go to a jury, and they're going to just probably just throw this thing out, okay? The one that's going to be down in Florida.
What if they convict him, though, Gary? What if they convict Donald Trump?
If they convict Donald Trump, he's president of the United States. Absolutely.
Not yet.
On a landslide.
Not yet.
But he will. You guys got to pray to God that he doesn't get thrown in jail for all this.
I'll take my chances, fella. You think your candidate's more appealing running from jail? I'll take my chances.
Yeah, because he's being persecuted over stupid stuff, just like Bill Clinton was, and the Republicans should have never done that.
You're going to talk about Florida too. What are your thoughts on the Florida judge indefinitely suspending?
That'll never go to court. That'll never go to court.
Because Trump would kill it if he won the presidency. He would pervert the Department of Justice and kill all investigations into him.
And he'd pardon himself and all sorts of stuff. Who knows what's going on.
Would you be kosher with that, Gary? Because to me, that sounds pretty damn novel, if you know what I'm saying.
Because the fact is that if you declassify all these different things, Joe Biden did the same thing. He had him in his little office.
No, he didn't. That's not the same thing. No. But,
Gary, and right, when approached, he returned the documents.
It's not a whatever, Gary. We have. Let's talk about our specific facts. Right. You equate what Donald Trump did to Joe Biden and Vice President Pence. You think those document issues are the same?
I believe that anything that Donald Trump had, if he's a president of the United States and he declassified it, and it's absolutely.
But
fine.
He took no steps to declassify.
He had things that he did not declassify because he wasn't president of the United States. It is way worse what Joe Biden did than Donald Trump did, in my opinion only. And I'm telling
probably
you,
probably only in your opinion, Gary.
We have Donald Trump on a recording saying, "Hi, talking to some people. Oh, I have this here. Here's what the general showed me. They wanted to invade Iran. And look at this. Oh, I'm not supposed to have this. Not supposed to sell this confidentially. I could have declassified it, but I'm not president anymore, so I can't declassify it." We have that recorded. So the fact that he did not declassify kind of blows your whole theory up there, doesn't it, Gary?
It could, yes. And
Gary,
I agree.
Do you also know what the delay in this trial in South Florida is being attributed to? The copious amount of classified documents that the FBI found when they got to Mar-a-Lago. There were so many of them, and all of the classified documents had to be removed from the containers that they were in because you have to pull the classified stuff. A, they ran out of cover sheets because there were too many classified documents, Gary. B, they tampered with the evidence is the intra box. So within the course of a box, there's some question about whether or not the documents got put back in some of the boxes in the same sequence, although there's no question about whether or not these classified documents were classified. They were. They were classified as hell on various levels, Gary, and some of these are foreign secrets. Some of these may have led to the death of CIA agents, Gary. Is that a more heinous crime than maybe having some documents from when you were the VP out in the garage by the Corvette?
I'm just asking, do you think that Joe Biden had anything to do with the Chinese government at all?
No.
Doing favors for him for... Okay, well, that's your opinion. My opinion
but Donald
is,
Trump's
I think
daughter
as dirty
has,
as can be.
But Donald Trump's daughter I'm literally got bypasses on a number of patents from the Communist Chinese Party. I mean, you think Joe Biden did something. We have clear evidence that the Trump family was doing business with China, dude. Why do you ignore the evidence?
Wait.
Did a parasite get in your brain, Gary? What's that?
I'm your love muffin, not a dude.
Well.
And the fact is, I feel insulted because your previous caller talked about CJ and he didn't mention my name.
Gary, you should be honored, insulted. Man. You should be honored. Right. At least you get to we get to keep you on the line and you talk reasonably with us, even if your arguments lack or, you know, evidence. But we appreciate your opinion, Gary.
And Gary, I think you missed the complete descriptor. Love muffin top.
I didn't hear that part, Gary. You're still our love muffin. Thanks for the call, man.
Folks, we are the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
I resemble that remark.
Don't we all? Although I'm a little less puffy than I was earlier this summer. Somebody had to be walking the dogs. Come back. More Devil's Advocates. 844-967-2789.
Devil's Advocates know how to kick ass and chew bubblegum, and we're all out of bubblegum.
And thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Last segment of the day. If you got something to say, hit us up right now on the lines, 844-967-2789. I'm Iceman. That's Maverick.
You could be my wingman anytime.
No, you could be mine.
Tom, I checked the text line, unlike you, wingman. Cam, texting the WGBW line, says, Dom, you're, and I'm going to clean this up a little for broadcast.
Okay, thank you.
Dom, you're telling me that Trump's wrinkly cojones being talked about in court isn't funny? Imagine if one of them made the comparisons of the sound being louder than the gavel of the judge. Do they make loud noises, Cam?
They slap your legs. I don't know what he's talking about.
Nor I.
I get, you know, people like to talk about it, you know, this, you know, the sex and the genitalia and all the parts and all that stuff. But really, come on, man. I mean, everyone's got them. Everyone does it. It's really not that big a deal.
My dog doesn't have them. 844-967-2789. Tom from New Berlin. Gary thinks he doesn't have negative fans. You do, Gary. Let me assure you.
All right. Congratulations, Gary.
Here's the first one. Tom says, once again, Gary is threatening. Why, Gary? Another one. Gary, F that guy, says Andrew from Verona. Here's another one. That's not just our opinion, Gary. Biden was investigated by a Republican. No crimes found. You muffin top, let's just say. And Gary wants to be D-bag of the year, question mark.
Oh, it's a tough one. I mean, the bar is super high.
And the same texter says, Crudy wants Gary to be on top, question mark. I think you mean of the D-bag of the year voting, I hope, and not on top of me, because Gary doesn't roll like that. You know what I'm saying?
Muffin and then, top, maybe?
And then finally, Tom from New Berlin says, CJ is a D-bag, but Gary's just whiny. 844-967-2789. Tom from Grafton. A different Tom. Welcome, Tom. What do you got for us?
Hey, Tom.
Well, hi. I listened to the last caller, and sounds like a nice guy, hardworking guy, but I have to ask, let's see, a Foxy News listener, or maybe that other one, Newsmax or something, and he's getting poor information, and one of the key things is with the documents that each president had, Biden versus Trump versus the vice president, Biden, what they found out, what they admitted what he had in his possession was his own handwritten notes. It wasn't, you know, documents that were, you know, of national security. It was his own handwritten notes at his home that talked about his presidential stuff. That's what it was, his handwritten notes.
And he was not charged. There was a special counselor, Republican appointee Robert Hurd, did a full investigation, took every opportunity to smear the man cognitively. You know, so Gary, Gary's got selective memory. I think it's think it's a parasite.
Yeah, it makes you wonder.
Any other thoughts, Tom?
That's it for now. But I mean, it's handwritten notes. It's not, you know, documents and stuff like that. You know, Russia and plans for war and all that stuff. And it's his handwritten notes.
Tom, always leave him wanting more. 844-967-2789. I know that's Dom's practice in the bedroom. Ba-bam. It's getting near the end. I got to take a couple shots at you, man. I'm going to be missing you soon.
844-967-2789. His name was invoked. Let's do it. CJ, welcome to the Devil's Advocates. Happy hump day to you. What's on your mind today?
Still the reigning champ as D-bag of the year, CJ. Welcome back.
Well, it's hard to get when you guys X-nay me from picking up the phone so often, but that's okay. Because, you know, you're uninformed callers, like,
Gary's terrible sometimes.
It wasn't just handwritten notes. He was a senator and a congressman. He never should have had top secret information, period. So the ignorance.
But it's okay if Trump did.
People that don't listen, and the mere fact that you guys sound so desperate. If Biden was doing a good job, would you really care? But you guys are terrified because even black men are leaving in groves the Democrat Party because
I don't believe it. I'm not terrified.
Joel, but
CJ, we're not terrified. Biden's doing the job as Biden doing. I told you every time. I'll say it again. If it was Weekend at Bernie's Biden, I'm voting for the guy over the fastest POS that's sitting on trial right now.
CJ, so, I've been excited about Biden since the State of the Union. Today, earlier today in Studevant, Wisconsin, he was right on it, man. He wasn't rambling about gag orders and persecution.
Did he say pause after he said 4 more years, pause?
No, he didn't. He didn't. You're right. He didn't, CJ, and thank you for bringing that up. Yeah, he did read the teleprompter. He said pause. He did like out of the Anchorman. F you, San Diego. But let me ask you, CJ, Donald Trump, your guy, got out after court the other day, said he could not testify because he's under a gag order. That is patently false, incorrect. That's a lie. He was corrected the next day by the judge. What are your thoughts on Trump's statement that he could not testify because of the gag order?
He's already won that case because they don't prove anything.
On his saying
they
that,
haven't even
CJ,
told what it was.
What are your thoughts on him saying that? That was actually wrong. It was wrong. What are your thoughts on that?
The world on fire. Let's talk about...
Okay.
But climate change is real. Yeah. CJ just admitted it. The world's on fire.
Green New Deal, baby.
Thank you all for listening to what some call the greatest radio show ever.
Only because it's true.
Which some are ictionated from calling. CJ might be under a gag order going forward. We'll see. And Gary.
We'll see.
Gary, you are my conservative love muffin top. You know, but a few sit-ups, buddy.
Hey, you're adding the top, man. Come on, he's better sit than both of us.
You don't know that.
Thank you, Rich.